Hello, is there Diane available?
No.
Okay, my
Who
name is
this?
John. I'm calling from My name is John. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not sending anything, just conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Hello, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought that you wasn't there. Just wanted to ask you real quick, just to be sure we're representing everybody. May I ask you a race?
Black.
I'm sorry?
Black.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November and the elections for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote? Probably
definitely.
Vote. Are the chances? Definitely. Okay, sir. Thank you. Understood. And what is your age?
69.
59. Okay, sir. 59. Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, about the same?
Yes.
About the same, or?
No, it's most important.
Oh, okay. Much more important or somewhat more important, just to make sure about your opinion, sir?
More important.
Okay. But will you say much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not satisfied.
Okay. So that would be dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Right. Very dissatisfied.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would you say you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, understood. Thank you for your opinion, sir. Sure. Just some issues facing the country and your communities, the outer state that are important in deciding how they're both for president. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important an issue is it to you. Use a 10 if it is the most important issue in deciding how you vote for president. A 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all, deciding how you vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
8.
The first one, I'm going to start reading to you the issues. The first one, it says, stopping extremists from rolling back more of our rights and freedoms. From 0 to 10, how will you rate this?
5.
A 5. Okay, understood. 5. Thank you, sir. And the next one, it says, fighting back against racism and rising white nationalism.
I don't want to answer that.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Next one, it says banning assault weapons and passing common sense gun reform.
I don't want to answer that.
Okay. Reducing crime from 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
8.
An 8. Okay, thank you, sir. The next one. And the next issue, it says protecting Social Security and Medicare from 0 to 10. How would you rate this? A 10. Okay, sir. Understood. And thank you for your opinion. How worried about are you about a threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Would you say very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not
worried
at all?
Oh,
understood, sir. And thank you. And now I'd like to read you some what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe are to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The first one says stagnant wages. Okay, I'm going to start reading the issues. You can choose up to two or stop me when you get to one that you think that is one. The first one, it says stagnant wages and rising costs.
wages and costs.
Mm-hmm. And the next one is this, a lack of quality education opportunities. The next
Definitely.
One, it says, that one, okay. You can choose another one. The next one, it says, continuing the policies of Joe Biden. The next one, it says, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Why is white supremacy? Rising.
Okay, understood. And thank you for your opinion. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can please say so. The first one is for Donald Trump. If you use a scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate this person?
50.
Okay, understood. Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
60.
Understood, sir. Thank you for your opinion. The next one on the list is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
No answer.
I'm sorry? No answer? You never heard
no
of
No answer. Yes.
Okay. The next one is for Cornel West.
No answer. Never heard.
Never heard? Okay. The next one is for Mandela Barnes. From 0 to 100,
no.
How would you rate?
25.
Okay. Okay, understood, and thank you for your opinion. The next one is Tammy Baldwin. From 0 to 100, how will you rate Tammy Baldwin?
80.
80. Okay, understood. The next one is for the NAACP, or the NAACP. Using the same scale, how would you rate this organization? An 80. Okay,
80.
Sir, understood. The next one is for the Democratic Party.
50.
A 50. Okay, understood. The next one is for MAGA or MAGA Republicans.
50.
A 50. Okay, understood. Let me see. You said 50 on that one as well. And thank you for your opinion. We almost answered. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, you can also say so. Please say so as well.
Undecided.
Okay, understood, sir. We value your opinion. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I don't know yet. I'm waiting for the national convention.
Understood, sir. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Okay, understood. Will you say yes a lot, yes some?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Not a problem, somewhat. Understood, sir. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Would you say much more favorable towards them? Somewhat
not
more favorable, somewhat
no.
less favorable, or much less favorable?
50%, in the middle.
I'm sorry?
I don't know. It's not favorable.
Oh, okay. And if it's not favorable, would you say somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Somewhat.
Just to make sure about your Oh, okay.
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Somewhat. Okay. I'm going to read you a list of characteristics or values that others have used to describe President Biden for each. I want you to rate on a scale from...
I don't
want to
do all this. I don't want... Okay, we had enough. I had enough of this now.
Okay, this is just basically your opinion. We aren't selling anything, sir.
Yeah, but I'm trying to watch 4 grandkids right now, and they're moving around a lot, so I have to keep my eye on them right now.
Oh, okay.